it's always been saddening that Hoko Whituatu is never really formally recognised or commemorated in any way. The Māori Pioneer Battalion. There's never been anywhere you can go to learn about those few Māori who changed their names so that they could serve in the Boer War in the 1890s. And this Te Reo Aroha gives us as a nation an opportunity to recognise, commemorate and remind ourselves of Māori contribution to the defence and security of New Zealand and its wider interests.
Why was it that Māori had to pay such a high price for citizenship in a country that you'd imagine the indigenous people or tangata whenua would automatically?
We have, and this is, I think, what is so important that the museum tells this story. The fact that Māori felt like they needed to put themselves into service in order to almost elevate their own rights as citizens is really telling of the time, I think. And so I do think it's a story that needs to be told. The fact that Māori volunteered at higher rates than we were seeing those coming through conscription, that they really answered that call, but what a hefty price they paid. And again, when you walk through the museum and you see those names on the walls, the fact they felt the need to fight in order to be treated as equals, I think tells a story in itself.
Hina, hea hau o whakaaro mo te ata, me te tūwheratanga o tēnei whare tino rangatira.
I te tuatahi, i te tuki te kaupapa, i pau ai te werawera ki te tūai, kia tūai te whare, e ngari ko te taha wairua te mea nui, i te mea paianano kia tū te whare, nā ka hore he tangata, me te wairua, e pāna ki te kaupapa, e whare e noiho. A māku e mea ti kia koe, e kāinga ia e nina.
It was 12 months ago and I stood on this ground out here and came back now to see what they've achieved in that period of time. To me is just mind-boggling, just simply amazing. And I'm very proud to be involved with that and of course participating in the opening of this museum today. And it's now the younger generation that are coming in and carrying that mantle, carrying that that flag and keeping the name of 28 Māori Battalion Association going.